The Jay Thomas Show podcast is coming up here in a second. Brought to you by Hot Spring Spas and Pool Tables 2, multiple locations. I've been a customer now for years. I want to talk to Hot Tub Vinny. He's here with me. Hot tubs, hot spring, hot tub. I love mine. I've had mine now, I think, 5 years. I use it, Vinny, all the time. I cannot believe the difference. My muscles, my attitude. And we are what I consider coming into real hot tub season. I use mine all year round, but man, on a cold fall night, even in the winter when it's 20 below, I'm in mine, no problems. I love it. Tell us why a hot tub is so good for your health.
Well, it's hot. Anytime you're in heat, your body responds well, circulation increases. And when that happens, a lot of good things are happening. That's why we say every day made better. When you sit in hot water, you're physically better below the water. You're mentally better above the water. Kids back to school, get one. And you're relationally better beyond the water. And it's because of what hot heat does to the body. And you're submersed in it. And it is fantastic this time of year and 365 days a year, no doubt about it.
The technology that hot springs, hot tubs, what they have is unbelievable. I barely have to do anything to mine. And I'll tell you what, when it comes to energy efficiency, I tell this to people all the time, and they kind of like, no, come on. The difference in our electric bill is just a couple dollars a month. That's how these things are specifically made. Hot springs, hot tubs are made for our cold weather climate. I love them. Folks, go to Hot Spring Spas. Check them out. You can even test drive one in the store. Where are you located, Vinny?
We're located in West Fargo, Grand Forks, and Bismarck.
There you go. Hot Spring Spas and Pool Tables, too. Hot Spring Spas and Pool Tables, too. You will not be disappointed. Now, the Jay Thomas Show podcast.
Damn it.
Oh, Jay Thomas Show, good afternoon. Welcome to the program. Boy, we got a long, long day ahead of us, man. Holy smokes. Oh. And I got two messed up shoulders. All right, welcome to it. Election day. Man, it is, it's going to be interesting to see what happens, especially for the city of Fargo tonight. Tim Flacco will join me starting at 7 o'clock. Here on 970 WDAY, we'll have election coverage for you as the numbers start rolling in, and we'll go probably 10, 11. Might be a lot of breaking in for weather reports.
Yeah, it looks like it.
Then you and I will hang out after election coverage if the weather gets...
I'm worried about after election coverage.
Yeah, that's when you think it's going to get real hinky?
That's when I think it's going to get bad.
Okay, yeah.
Anytime after 10 o'clock.
It'll go straight from decision 2026 to destruction 2026.
Okay.
Okay,
well, no, but Roddy... Hey, Roddy, wait a minute now. Hold the door. It could be destruction 2026 before the weather as well. It just depends on what happens.
There is that.
Yeah, buddy.
I see what you did there.
You see that? Did you feel it? Dean, how bad is this going to get? Where is it, the entire state, for our folks that are listening on 1090, the Flag, Central, Western North Dakota, AM 1100, the Flag, cover South Dakota? We do get up in Canada. I know there's problems in Canada.
Here's the problem.
Okay.
The key area is going to be southern Manitoba into southeastern Saskatchewan, right along the Canadian border there.
Okay.
That's where the highest tornado threat. In fact, Environmental Canada, which is basically the National Weather Service in Canada, issued an extreme alert for severe weather. That is very rare for southern Canada. So that's going to be the key area in far southern Canada, right along the U.S.-Canadian border. That's where a warm front's going to be. That's where you get a lot of rotation in the atmosphere, and that's where we're expecting the best chance for tornadic activity.
Okay.
Now, for our area... the Storm Prediction Center has just highlighted areas from Grand Forks down through about Sisseton for the possibility of pop-up supercell storms after 3 o'clock. We're going to be keeping a close eye on radar. Now, that would be round one if that develops. And there's only about a 20 to 30% chance of that developing, but it's still there. If those storms do develop, they'll be very spotty, but when they develop, they could become supercells producing very large hail and tornadoes. And that would be between about 3 and 6 o'clock. That lifts north then into northwest Minnesota. And then we focus our attention out west from Bismarck to Minot and east of there. All those areas have a chance for severe storms tonight.
Okay.
Now, these storms are going to develop let's say between Watford and Bismarck, and they'll develop quickly about 4 to 5 o'clock and then slowly spread eastward as they spread. Now, as they first develop, basically large hail, some damaging winds and isolated tornadoes are the main threat. Now, as they move eastward towards the valley, and again, I'm expecting them in and around the valley between 10 o'clock and 1 o'clock.
Wow, so we're going to be here late.
Yeah, 10 p.m. and 1 a.m. And as they move eastward, they become more of a derecho event, or you kind of get that bow line on radar. That indicates extremely strong winds, similar to what they had out in the western part of the state just the other night.
So almost 100 mile an hour
winds. So we could easily have winds 80 plus as it approaches the valley. Now, that's not a guarantee everybody up and down the valley is going to see that, but up and down the valley, somebody's going to get hit pretty hard with that close to the midnight hour. Mm-hmm. Before that, again, the one between 3 and 6 o'clock tonight, or this afternoon and this evening, that's a little more iffy, but the one towards midnight, that looks like a pretty sure event that's going to affect a lot of the state.
What about hail?
I'm not too worried about hail here, except if those storms develop between 3 and 6.
Yeah.
Those would have a better chance of being some hail producers and tornadoes as well. But other than that, I think this is going to, at least here in the valley, it's going to be more of a wind threat. The further west you go, let's say Valley City, Jamestown, let's say Jamestown to Bismarck, a better threat for large hail out there.
Okay. Breaking news. The jury has already reached a verdict in the Texas stabbing trial.
I just heard that, yeah.
So we'll keep an eye on that when the verdict comes down. All right. So, again, for you folks listening out west, whether you're listening on 1090 The Flag, your smart speaker, online, whatever, when that weather starts breaking out there, we will have you covered here.
Yeah.
So don't worry about that. I mean, if it starts breaking at 3 o'clock this afternoon,
we'll let you know. Yeah. But I think most of it is going to be developing just east of between Watford and Bismarck this afternoon.
And that's that 3 to 6.
Yeah. About 3 to 6 time frame.
And possibly here too.
Possibly here. Again, here it's only about a 20 to 30% chance. I'm more worried about that high wind event coming in close to midnight.
Yeah. That's a little scary, Matt. And there's no chance that all this could just fall apart when he gets here?
Highly unlikely. So there's going to be some damage across the state from west to east as this moves eastward. There's no way around
Now, what about our listeners? We had a vast amount of listeners and coverage in Minnesota. What happens on the Minnesota side?
So as this gets into northwest Minnesota, you're under the gun for possible tornadic activity as, again, that front lies right along the U.S.-Canadian border. So you stand a slight chance of tornadic activity. But, again, I think it's going to be more of a high wind event as this pushes into Lakes Country. As it gets to about, let's say, a Bemidji to Detroit Lakes line, that's when it starts to weaken.
Okay.
Down towards Fergus. So once it gets into the valley, it's maintaining its strength, and it will weaken slightly as it gets into Lakes Country.
All right. So it's going to be late tonight.
It's going to be a late night.
For Lakes Country,
yeah.
Right?
Okay. They'll probably be looking at 2 in the morning.
All right. And then after this, it looks like a cool down, huh?
70s for the weekend.
Actually feel good.
Low 70s, low humidity, and dry conditions for the weekend.
There. How much rain with this?
Boy, you know, there will be areas that pick up. It's going to be such a quick-moving line of storms. Yeah. I don't think it's going to have a chance to. It's not going to just continually train over the same area. Okay. So a half inch to an inch.
Yeah,
some areas could get, if a couple of these cells train over the same area, they could get up to 2, but about a half inch to an inch.
Okay, so we're not looking at 5,
flooding.
6.
No. Okay. No, it'll be too quick.
The big thing on this one is going to be winds.
It's going to be the high winds and damaging winds at that, it looks
like. Yep. All right. Now, again, we'll have complete coverage throughout the afternoon. If stuff starts popping out there in western North Dakota, we got you covered here on 1090 The Flag, 970 WDY, AM 1100 The Flag, and we'll be breaking in through election coverage as well. So we just keep it locked on our stations or on your smart speaker. Or the best thing to do, really, is if you haven't done it yet, get the app. The app is free. It's fantastic. It takes you just seconds to download the app, whether it's AM 1100 The Flag or WDY. Download that app, because then if the power goes out or anything, you still have access to weather coverage and our radio stations. So download that thing. All right, let's get to business, shall we? 701-293-9000. That's our Thor Building studio line, post-frame construction for ag, commercial, and they do residential work as well. Thad and the crew are there for you start to finish. Thor Building's built better, built strong, built to last. Put the hammer down with Thor. You can also email us, studio@wdayradionow.com. And that is brought to you by Red Wing Boot and Shoes, 3003 Main Avenue in Fargo. Teresa and the crew will take good care of your feet and you. Custom fit orthotics as well. The boots, the shoes, repairs, and open 7 days a week. All right, got that out of the way. How's it going there, Ronnie? Did you get it? Oh, you guys early voted, didn't you?
We did. Yeah. We did. Yeah, it worked best for both our schedules, and so we last Thursday.
I was out this morning, and I wasn't the first one in line.
Oh,
that's usually I pride myself being the first one.
Okay,
I got there a little late. Got there about 7:30 at the Hartle Building at the Red River Valley Fairgrounds, and it was me and one other guy there, Ronnie. And that was it. And then as I finished up voting, a couple more people trickled in, and they're saying though the turnout. I mean, early voting turnout has been. Fantastic. I think they said over doubled what it was 4 years ago.
Yeah. I mean, it looked like it was a decent turnout to us. You know, there even when my wife and I went last Thursday, 5:30, 5:40, there were probably 30, 35 people in there.
Oh, that's so, okay. All right. Yeah. So anyway, we'll have coverage for you folks listening on AM 1100, The Flag. Our coverage tonight, we'll be splitting out. We'll split away, and that'll be Scott Hannon and Steve Hallstrom will have the coverage over there. Tim Flackle and myself will be here on WDAY. When the coverage is over, the election coverage, and we go into full weather mode, I believe we'll simulcast that on the station. So we'll go back to... coverage with myself and Dean Wysocki.
Yeah, and you know, I believe it was it Monday or maybe last Friday where we're talking about weather sirens?
Yeah, it was last Thursday, I believe. Yeah,
inoperable. I read a story that they're having a bunch of problems in Aberdeen, South Dakota.
Really?
Same thing. They had said that with Brown County in South Dakota being under severe weather watches for the evening as well, there were at least three of the sirens in the city of Aberdeen that were non-functioning, and they're presently working on plans to try and fix them. But they said, you know, don't just count on that.
Yeah, don't
count. Make sure you're tuning in for weather coverage. Have your NOAA weather radio. You know, there's a variety of other ways to stay informed.
Well, and you can get, get notifications, sign up for them notifications, make sure you got access to the radio or television. Again, for us, the best thing you can do, because a lot of times you lose power, is to get those radio apps. Our apps are free, and if your power goes out, you still got access to our broadcast and our information. Bruce, you're up. Jay Thomas Show.
Yeah, couple quick questions on the election today.
Yeah, tonight. Sure.
Now that I'm back at Fargo, is the old Doublewood Inn, is that still a polling place?
I don't. That is on 13th, right?
Yes. Yeah.
Hang on. I can look real quick for you. Fargo voting site. I think it is. Let me double check here for you. So you still got to get out and vote.
Fargo, that's where I always voted.
Okay, yeah. Let's
I haven't voted yet.
See, okay, hold on. I'm digging it up for you. Come on. Sometimes these city sites are just a pain. Here we go. So you can Atonement Lutheran Church on University, Fargo Park Sports Center, El Zagel Shrine, that's way up north. Fargo Civic Center downtown, Fargo Dome. Yeah, the Ramada by Wyndham. I think that's
13th Avenue South.
Yeah, it's 30...
the former Doubletree.
Yep, you can still vote there.
Cool. So, and the other question was, when I listened to the commissioner's debate, only two stuck out to me. I think his name's Peterson or something. He was
Chad.
Cass County
Chad. Yep.
Commissioner.
Chad. Yeah, for 12 years he was a Cass County commissioner and chair.
And there was a woman on there that really had their numbers in, but I can't remember her name.
Oh, who is – there's Nikki Gullickson.
She's got a lot of experience.
Nikki, I don't know a whole lot about – let's see, is there an Anna Johnson? I don't think – those are only
– Anna's running for commissioner again.
Yeah.
Yeah. I believe she had run once before.
She did, correct.
Spot. Yeah.
And I don't know if there's other females running for commission seats. I think those are only two.
The only two women are Nikki and Anna that I'm aware of.
Be one of those two.
Okay.
All right.
And I'm going to cast my vote for Michelle.
Well, there you go.
She's in the office.
There you go. She was just,
all right, thank you, brother.
Just in the building not long ago. 701-293-9000. Email studio@wdayradionow.com. And I'll throw this out there. Because you can legally do it. You know, we've been able to do it for years. I know people have been calling and messaging the shows today wanting to know, hey, how come we're still running political ads? You're not supposed to do that. That FCC changed that rule years ago.
They have.
It's been years.
Yep.
So now you can just like you don't have to have the political signs yanked out of your yard. I think, were they supposed to be out like the day before the election?
That's right, yeah.
And I believe that rule is gone
all
now,
of
too.
Those things had changed. Yeah.
So I will. I don't know how many candidates for office right now are listening to this program, but I will throw this out here. If you want one last hurrah on this radio show this afternoon to get your message out, if you are currently a candidate that is running for an office that the election is today, you're more than welcome to call in at 701-293-9000. I'll give you a few minutes, and if you want to talk to the listeners one last time, you're more than welcome to do that. Or if you want to just swing into the studios, just come up here and we'll slip you in here real quick. So that'll be your last hurrah. So if you want to do that, you're more than welcome to 701. Well, that's whether you're running for commission, mayor, park district. And a lot of these, I don't think I got anybody from any of the parks or any of that, just or school boards. There's just not enough time. But now's your opportunity throughout the afternoon. So.
And there were a few that were on with other guest hosts when you were gone filming too.
Okay.
So there were a few other candidates from other districts.
So I'm tossing that out to you, you candidates out there. 701-293-9000, or just swing up to our studios here, Thunder Road South, right next to Thunder Road, the beautiful Joseph Investment Building. More welcome just swinging. You don't have to just swing and say, I want to jump on Jay's show. Like I said, I'm not going to give you an hour, but I'll give you some time, a few minutes to pop on and say, hey, look, man, I want one. Want to get this word out to the folks. Polls close at 7. Tonight. So if you have not gotten out and vote, get out there and do it. And also be weather, what's Dean saying? Weather aware.
Yeah.
We should be hopefully okay here that this weather doesn't come in until after the polls close.
Right. Well, and it just, you know, depending on the direction of the wind and things, I mean, my gas grill has some scars.
Oh, I moved mine last night.
Because of the way it sets. I mean, it just, unless I pull it off of the deck and roll it into the garage, it catches wind.
Yeah, ours sits on the end of the deck, so I take it and I roll it and put it up. I disconnect the propane and put it up against the house and lock the wheels on it. But I was up last night, I don't know, a few hours, tucking everything away just in case. You never know. Email says, Jay, I don't notice ads except on radio. I get questionnaires frequently that ask how I learn about products, particularly where I see ads. I don't notice ads. I ignore them and skip them as soon as possible, except on the radio. If an ad isn't on WZFG or WDAY, particularly on the Need to Know Morning Show, Steve Hallstrom Show, What's on Your Mind, or the Jay Thomas Show, I haven't paid attention to it. Interesting.
Well, and the other thing I would add to that is I'd like to know how some of these political groups, and it's from both sides, how they got my telephone number. Like, I've been bombarded with political text messages.
I have not had
one. Like, even from people.
That would drive me nuts.
Yeah, I'm like, I'm not interested in any of this. Like, how did you get my phone number?
Yeah,
you know?
I have not received, I don't know if a lot of you folks have been bombarded, I have not received one political text message ad, nothing. Thank God. Like, that would, Ronnie, that would drive me bananas. Jay, yesterday, Denise Kolpak said the police were fully staffed. That's not true, Jay. Michelle gave us the stats. Police are not fully funded in Fargo. Technically, they are and they aren't. So they've got the officers, I think they're fully staffed for what they need or what they can currently have. But what Michelle is talking about, and she's right, and that is that the amount of officers per residence were below the national average. So we do need more officers.
Well, and it's only, again, my personal opinion, but I have always said to you, we need more cops.
Oh, definitely.
And I still feel that way.
I do, too.
Somebody, the caller was wondering, he had heard you talk, I think, end of last week about potentially having Governor Kelly Armstrong on and when that was going to happen.
Yeah, I don't, I can never remember what Tuesday Governor Armstrong comes on this program.
Yeah.
I don't know I know it's not this, it wouldn't be this Tuesday now because I didn't get a message from his people. I usually get a message in the morning, so it must be next Tuesday.
Okay.
Email says, Jay, I voted at the Ramada on 13th Avenue this morning in Fargo, and this was in the parking lot, not more than 30 feet from the entrance. I cannot think of a more sustained reason to vote for Michelle Turnberg, Scott Brecky, Chad Peterson, and or Tony Garrigan. There's a hypodermic needle, used needle laying there in the parking lot 30 feet from the entrance to the Ramada.
Yeah, very ironic. You'd find a syringe very close to a polling place.
701-293-9000, email studio at wdayradionow.com. We'll try to keep it light this afternoon, but I am curious. Ronnie, your brother was on the news last night, Chief Kinnard.
Somebody
Fire
else talked to me about that. I was sad I missed it.
Yeah, he was talking about how they stage their fire trucks around Kinnard when there's bad weather.
Yeah, probably. I'm sure they...
No, not probably. That's what he said.
Well, I mean, they coordinate, I'm sure, with the sheriff's department and, you know, other entities to make sure they can let people know as quickly as possible if something's moving in.
I love it.
And respond to damage or, you know, all that stuff.
Yeah. When we come back at 701-293-9000, one last hurrah. What do you think is going to happen tonight with the elections? Who are you predicting? Who are you hoping for? 701-293-9000. We'll take your calls next. Light them up, Jay Thomas Show. All right, 237. I wonder how many candidates that win for the first time are going to be singing this in their head after about 6 months. There's got to be some kind of way out of this, man. Hey, if you're thinking about buying or selling your house, call our friend Dan at James Patrick Real Estate before you sign any contracts. Dan's team, they've been doing this for a long time, closed on a ton of listings. And here's a cool thing. He charges less than most other agents, so his clients love the system they've built at James Patrick Real Estate. You're going to love it, too. Go to jamespatrickrealestate.com to learn more. Trust me, it'll be worth your time. We always say it doesn't cost you anything.
No, phone call is free.
Exactly.
And, I mean, efficiency and somebody who closes and doesn't miss things, I mean, that's important. Yep. With a big investment like that. And
their closing rate's huge.
Yeah, and I did not know what an MLS report was.
Oh, you didn't? Before.
I mean, I hear it mentioned all the time, but I never technically knew what it was till he told me. So,
yeah, JamesPatrickRealEstate.com. Email says, Jay, will you tell Ronnie, I have received 8 political texts today alone.
Oh, wow.
And about 3 to 4 per day for the last week. I do find them annoying, and we should be able to opt out, shouldn't we? Oh, yeah, 100%. That would drive me nuts. I have not received one political text message, not one.
Yeah, and
so
like
I don't know
said,
how you guys get on those lists.
I got both.
Glad that I'm not on it.
I got both sides, and I think at least one group that was campaigning against or for one of the measures. But I would prefer that I not get them. Like, how did you get my phone number? You know, I didn't agree to this.
Another email. This comes with pictures, too. Jay, it's titled, "Seen this at a local convenience store." Jay, open this up. I won't say which convenience store this is at, but it is in Fargo. We have a city. We have city commissioners who are good with supplying addicts with needles and whatever they have. I just seen that this week and noticed the bottom on the wall. They destroyed the bathroom. Let's see. Wow. Drug use monitoring devices in you. What is. Wow. Yeah, that place is.
Well, and you definitely. I remember telling you this when my wife and I came back from California last year and Utah for that matter. Mm-hmm. You don't want to get to that point where we pull over at a gas station, nice enough, and yep. I walk in. Hey, do you have a restroom? Yeah, sorry. We no longer have public restrooms. Yep. Too many people living in them and using drugs in them.
Unbelievable. Well, so. look at what. Clark, Petrol Serve USA, look what those guys had to deal with on the 13th Avenue location.
Well, that
and they couldn't get any damn help from the former police chief.
Yeah, that and the one downtown where didn't they have a couple of employees mm-hmm. that were assaulted yeah. in front of the store?
And they're like, look, man, they're spending hundreds of thousands of dollars now on security. They, you know, and the answer from former police chief was, well, put a porta potty out there. Oh, yeah, that's the answer.
Yep.
Give me a break. Jay, another email. One thing I think is horrible is somebody who keeps pointing the finger at COVID. COVID is COVID. It says at COVID, COVID is COVID. I'm reading them as they come in. That COVID is over, done, has been for a few years. But I hate it when people keep bringing everything up on COVID. Time to move on. I'm with you on that one. Let's see. All right. Somebody that will not let this happen to our city, Scott Brecky. He's taken me up on the offer. And if you didn't hear, if you're running for an office where we're voting today for a position you're running for, I will give you one last hurrah on the show. I'll give you some few minutes on the program to get your message out to the people. All you have to do is either call into the show. So I don't care if it's commissioner, mayor, school board, park board, whatever. 701-293-9000. Or you do like this gentleman did, Scott. He was setting up his watch party tonight for his candidacy. He dropped everything and came running up here. What's up, Scott Brecky?
Well, yeah, I did not want to miss an opportunity to be on your show. I appreciate you having me on. It's been great. I got to say, you know, just talking about drugs and you know, we talked about the needle exchange program, which I've been very against this needle program. Mm-hmm. And, you know, I was going back and forth on Facebook where a couple of people were posting. So
that's always fun, isn't it?
Yeah. The good thing is there is actual information out there. Now, if you talk about like the hepatitis C, you know, I have the exact graph from the Fargo Public Health.
Oh, you got the numbers because I asked candidate Kolpak that, Denise Kolpak that yesterday. Okay, so exactly how many cases have we because of this, whatever they call the program?
Yeah. So in 2010, we're looking at 72 people that, now again, this with the survey, you don't know how they got the disease. Obviously,
exactly.
You don't know if it's from intravenous drug use. You don't know if it's from sexual. What group are we testing? But anyway, on the report, it's at 72. Then it goes up. And then in 2017, it hits 234.
People had hepatitis C.
Then we started the needle exchange program in 2018. This is the information on their site, Fargo Public Health. Then after the needle exchange program, it goes down to 205, continually drops to 2024, hits down to 41, and then 2025 at 63. Again, so we're basically flat before we had the needle exchange program. Mm-hmm. But then if you also look at the public health on Narcan, we gave out like 30-some in 2018, 30-some Narcan kits. And then in 2025...
30,000?
30 units. But in 2025, we gave out over 536, I think it is.
Okay.
So we have a 40% increase, according to the Fargo Medical Ambulance Annual Report, 40% increase of Narcan and drug overdoses. We have Fargo Public Health that is saying that they are having an increase of Narcan giveaway. We have a needle exchange program, a needle program where we've given out $3.1 million. And you're going to tell me the argument is over 40-some people that have hepatitis C that we do not not know how they got it. And I'm not trying to downplay anyone that has an illness.
Yeah.
But I'm just saying you got to compare apples to apples.
That's right.
And exactly what the facts are. So it's not that people don't care, but this program does not work. And again, it'd be the first thing that I would do to get rid of it, because it we should not be giving free needles away. I don't care who pays for it. We should not be doing it.
701-293-9000. All right. Yep, I know who that is. Alex Blas is calling and he wants to get on too. So, Alex, you're going to have to hang on here when I'm done with Scott. Then we'll get you on. All right, Scott, how you feeling about tonight, pal?
I feel great. I cannot tell you how many people. From this town and having a big family in Fargo, I know and been around, and I know that I've had a lot of good family and friends support. But it's the people that don't know you that come in, and I mentioned this at one of our events. When people are standing in line, you know, you're having a conversation. You don't want to be rude to someone, but when they're sitting there waiting because they want some one-on-one time with you to say, hey, listen, keep doing what you're doing. Keep saying, I like what you're putting down. Keep it up. Don't let up. That's why I raced over here, is because it's important to me and it's because it's important to the people of Fargo, and I will do everything that I possibly can to continue driving for success in the city.
Now, Scott, you win tonight. Give the citizens of Fargo the first three things that Commissioner Brekke hits the ground running on.
Well, one is
we know the needle change.
The needle change. On top of that, the second thing would be I would like more access to the budget. I want a detailed explanation on how we are paying off city-owned specials. I don't understand that. I know that we're using bonds of somewhere, but I don't know why we're not paying down the principal of that. And then also, I would like to visit personally with the police chief. I Denise last night said that our staffing is good, that's the first person I've heard that said that the staffing for our police department is in par or level where it should be. I don't think that's accurate.
Because I believe if you compare Fargo, the size of the community, the amount of officers, we are below what the national average is. So the Fargo PD may be staffed to what it can be staffed to, but that doesn't mean that they're fully staffed because you're running short on officers, what the ratio should be.
Right. Yeah, I think that the one, if you look at some of the tickets where I've examined all the tickets from 2022 through 2024 to 2025, you know, there's tickets out there that we are not writing again, where it's, if it's panhandling, again, it doesn't have to be a fine. There, some of these different things that that are affecting businesses, that are affecting people on where they go or how they move about through the town, we need to hold people accountable, and that's where we need to hold businesses accountable. Oh, here's a great one too. We just gave a tax exemption to the Old Fargo Brewing Company for $35,000 a year. Turnberg voted no for the exception, and Strand voted no for exception because it was going to be a sign company from West Fargo to move into the Fargo Brewing Company. A month later, it's going to be a coffee shop.
Wow.
So that's $170,000 that I'd like to get back.
By the way, breaking news, this Anthony has been convicted of murder in the Texas stabbing case, and that is the track case, if people don't know.
And I didn't think the jury was out too long.
No.
What, maybe less than a day?
Yeah,
if
I
that?
Think it went to the jury today, didn't it?
Oh, maybe it did.
Yeah, I know.
I know the defense rested yesterday.
No, maybe so, that's what it was.
And interesting, Scott, to your point, you know, when Jay was discussing things with Denise Kolpak yesterday, that issue came up about accuracy in the numbers that you had provided us with the sale of city property and some of the other things. She had questioned whether or not those numbers were accurate. And then someone sent us an email saying, well, you got those from a Freedom of Information request.
Right. I have the email right from the finance director. So my first email that I received after speaking, I put my name on to speak at the city commission meeting a couple of weeks ago and asked the questions. And the email that I received back was about $800,000. And I go, that's not right, because I knew that City Hall had a balance of $1.5 million and they're paying $80,000 a year just in interest. So I knew that that number was not right. So then I said, I asked three direct questions. One, what is the total principal? Two, what is the interest? And three, is the dollar amount for on the actual specific budget? So what I mean is the $63,000 that the Civic Center pays per specials, is that on the 227 annual budget? The answer was $18.8 million on principal, $80,000 a year in interest, and no, that $63,000 is not part of the budget. So when people say the budget for the Civic Center is $227,000, that does not include the $63,000 that is paid for in specials, and $20,000 of that is in interest.
So not getting their true numbers is what you're saying.
Correct. And every information I get, just go, don't, again, trust but verify, you know, and that's what I've been doing. I trust what people say, but I'm also going to verify. You know, the Mayor Mahoney said it's $400,000 for the communication department. I go, I don't think that's right. He goes, it only employs three people. I looked at the budget, 1.8 and 11 people. This is what I have this stupid memory where I can I see these things and the number, and it just pops. So, again, you can literally go to Fargo Parcels or Fargo Property Tax, type in any address. Matter of fact, after I was on one of the shows, my Facebook exploded with people going, I didn't know that you could pay off your own home.
Really?
Yeah. I got the one gentleman, of course, I won't mention his name. He had $34,000, and he's like, I could pay these off. I have seven different – I didn't know I had seven different ones. I go, you could do the David Ramsey thing and literally pay attack the loan. All you have to do is call the special assessment office, give them that project number, and then pay it off. And then you're not going to have to pay interest. He's like, I've been paying interest on this for 14 years, and I got another 11 to go.
City's making money on that interest.
Right. There's something there, and that's why it needs. I would like more clarity on it. But again, any number that I'm giving off, again, trust but verify. But it's all online, and it's access for anyone to have. So,
all right, buddy. Go home, finish setting up. We'll probably call you tonight as the numbers start rolling in, and I get you on the air with myself and Tim Flackle.
I'd appreciate it, and I'm looking forward to it. And if anyone else hasn't voted, I really appreciate it. It's been a great experience. I love Fargo. My family's all from here. It's a great place, and accountability needs to start tomorrow.
All right, brother. Thanks. Good luck, man. All right, WDAY time, flag time is 2:51. How much time do I have? All right, so Alex Ballas is calling in, and he is a conservative veteran running for Congress. Alex, welcome to the Jay Thomas Show. Taking up the call out. Appreciate that, buddy.
Yeah, thanks for having me on, Jay. I'm glad we finally got together to talk.
Yeah, exactly. So I've got about 3 minutes, but I'll hold you over the break and give you some more time on the other side. So how's the campaign going, and what are you standing for?
It is going great. I'm standing for directly talking with the voters in North Dakota. I think we need to get out there and be better representatives, smaller government. The federal government's going to have a very small role. But what I really learned was people want to talk to us. They want town halls. They want direct representation. 30,000 miles and over 150 meetings.
True.
Bottom line is North Dakotans want to talk to the representatives.
Wow.
Oh, that's a dog telling me there's a pheasant outside.
That's awesome. That's fed. That sounds like a big boy, too, by the way.
Yes. Yeah, big yellow lab. Yeah.
Nice. So now you've run for Congress before, correct, Alex?
Yeah, I ran in 2024.
That's what I thought.
I didn't do exactly as well as I wanted to, but we gave it a good fight.
So what's different this time around? What's giving you good confidence?
Well, we got started a lot earlier. We made all the district meetings except for a few of them we couldn't get to because of distance. We went around the state four or five more times talking to folks that we've been on the trail, and we just we got out there better. I think also we ran a much better digital campaign talking with folks. We listened more. Mm-hmm. The bottom line is we got out more and talked to North Dakotans, and that was real key.
What's the first thing you do, Alex Ballas, when you get to Washington, D.C.? What's the first thing on your list?
Well, you know, we got to balance the budget, and we got to do single issue bills. So it sounds boring, but that's what Congress has to do. The next thing is we're going to need a single issue bill on no foreign ownership of land, even though there's some floating around up there. We got to get it through. And then we got to get a really good 10-year farm bill through, I think.
So the balancing of the budget, I mean, we hear that all the time. It never happens. I'd never hold my breath on that one. But you know what? I mean, you folks, running, you want to give it a shot. That's a good thing. But like I said, I don't think we're ever going to see that happen. All right. Can you hang out, Alex?
Absolutely.
Okay. I'm going to put you on hold. We'll do our top of the hour news and weather break here. The more with Alex. So I'm doing a call out. If you're running for office right now and you are we're voting, you're on the ballot for today's election. I'm giving you a last minute hurrah on this program. I don't care if you're running for school board, for commission, for mayor.
Anybody running for dog catcher?
Dog catcher, me. 701-293-9000. I'm giving you an offer to give you some time on the program this afternoon. One last hurrah. Or you can just swing into the studios. Just come up here. 701-293-9000 or stop into the studios. Jay Thomas Show. Yeah, now over 100 people have showed up to the courthouse in McKinney, Texas after the guilty verdict for
Spelled with a K.
Yes. Yeah. Found guilty of murder. And protesting is erupting. Well, not protesting, but well, I guess protesting right now. Sentencing underway too right now. 306 Jay Thomas Show, looking for a better way to fix your wheels without breaking a bank. I want you to go check out RimTech. They're now open in my town of West Fargo, locally owned and specializing in professional wheel and rim repair. And if you know cars, bent rims, they're common, more common than people think. It's often what's causing a lot of problems with leaks and feels like your vehicle's out of alignment. And rims are expensive.
Yes, they are.
So instead of replacing your tire, or your wheel, I should say, RimTech, they can fix the problem at the source, and it's going to save you a good chunk of money and time, whether it's curb rash, cracks, a bent rim. Their team uses industry-approved methods to restore your wheels safely, get you back on the road. That means you're not going to have to worry, okay, was this done shoddy? No, these folks at RimTech know what they're doing. They do it right. Call the business manager. You know we love her name. Honestly, her name is Margarita. Call Margarita. She'll get you all set up. You'll find RimTech at 6218 53rd Avenue South in West Fargo. Give them a call, 701-715-0544, or just visit RimTechLLC.com to learn more. RimTech, professional, reliable, and right out there in West Fargo. All right, so we did a call out this afternoon. Oh, we're going to talk porch pirates in the state of North Dakota. This ain't good.
Oh, it's after the holidays. Still going on?
This ain't good.
Okay.
I have never been the victim of a porch pirate, and we get a lot of stuff shipped to the house.
Yeah.
How about you guys?
A fair amount, yeah.
No, but have you ever been the victim of one?
No, thankfully, no.
You neither. We'll get into it later on. And we're to talk semis on the road, truck drivers. 701-293-9000 started the show this afternoon, did a shout-out. If you're a candidate that's currently on the ballot, you want one last hurrah on the program before the polls close tonight at 7 o'clock, I'm giving you that opportunity. You can either call into the program at 701-293-9000, or you could just swing into the studio and just stop up here. My door's open. Yeah, and take advantage of the opportunity. One last, talking to the citizens of whatever election you're running for. I don't care if it's park, school, mayor, commission, don't care. Scott Brecky took advantage. He actually stopped everything he was doing and ran up here and put him on. Alex Ballas is calling into the program, taking advantage of it. He's running for Congress. He wants that Julie Fedorchuk spot. So whoever wins moves on to the general election in November, the midterms. What are people telling you? Take the balancing of the budget out of it. What is people's biggest concerns subtracting that?
Well, I think the biggest concern people have talked to me about is the representative not showing up. That's the bottom line. I understand what you said, and I get the sentiment. Maybe it's not yours. Maybe you're just saying it. But I get the sentiment about people not being able to balance the budget. But around the state, people want less of a deficit. Mm-hmm. You're not going to get there unless you do that. So it's easy, I think, to discount Congress because they've been so ineffectual this last year. But the reality is we got to build some trust back. And if people say you can't do things, how do we do it under who was president balanced the budget? Anybody remember? A Democrat we never thought would do it.
Wasn't it Clinton?
So the bottom line is if we're not going to even tackle the big stuff like that, then the small stuff is just the low-hanging fruit. So I get it, Jay. I get it. But you got to have confidence. And the only way to build that confidence is to get out and talk to folks. And what I found was people were just begging to tell their story. So they went, whether it was digital centers or data centers, or if it was this Trust Defense Completion Act, which is basically a theft of land, whether it was foreign money being taken or transparency in Washington, where our representative voted to not disclose information about that, people don't like that. And they want to talk about it. So you got to be available. You got to come back, especially as a congressman.
Yeah, exactly. And because all that does is that just it takes what little trust is left, if any, that just removes even more of it. For me, because I'm not real deep into politics, we'll hit once in a while. But for me, as a 60-year-old guy, on my list for me is law and order. I'm so sick and tired of seeing what's happening in this country where there's just an absolute blatant no respect for the law. There are no tough sentencing. You know, people are just getting slapped on the wrist. No cash bail. The drug handing needles out, not just here around the country. Teen takeover. That's what's that's what's driving me nuts.
You're spot on. The rule of law has got to come back, and we've got to be able to enforce it. And the first thing to do with that is for people to take a stand on it.
Yes.
You got to say that it's wrong. You got to stand up even at the federal level, and then you got to find a way to support the states so this stuff stops. But even in, whether it's defense, national security, whether it's down at the law enforcement levels, I've talked to people across this state. They're tired of it. And the reality is that most people are tired of it. It's a small group of people that are doing it.
It's that, and also we're being taxed to death. It's just enough already. Yep. That garbage is, they got it. But again, you know, unless you can rein in spending in Washington or even on a state level or at a local level, they're just going to keep taxing us to death.
Well, that's our job. I mean, we've got to cut back on the federal spending. We have very small amounts we're supposed to be able to do with defense, overseas, immigration, those kind of things, and then get out of states' ways and stop taxing people hard. But the other piece is be the example. Just start writing a balanced budget and stand on it as leadership. If we have good leadership back there, there are other people that will follow. And I believe North Dakota, number one ag, arguably number two oil and energy, we should have a say in this, and our representatives should be out there saying it every single day.
Hey, where are you at with what's going on in Iran right now? You think this thing has gone on too long, or are you, hey, look, it's going to take some more time? What's your position on all this?
Well, certainly I'd like it to have been done already, but the reality is that it isn't. Mm-hmm. And what I'd like to see them do is stop talking about it and finish it. And I think most North Dakotans I've talked to have said that. Get it done, report back to us when it's done.
Yeah.
Because we need that place to be stable and done.
Do you think it ever will be stable, Alex?
Well, if you look back before the 70s, I mean, we had a pretty stable Middle East when Iran wasn't engaged in this with the radical regimes. And we have a very small radical regime doing this. For the most part, the Persians, the real Iranians, they don't want any part of this.
No, they don't.
And I don't know that it's not our job to be the world's policeman, but the reality is that this has affected us too long with their export of terrorism, trying to seek a nuclear weapon, and it was time to say no to it. So many presidents just decided to skip past this, you know?
Well, they were afraid to deal with it. I mean, this all started, you know, what, 79? So, you know, for decades now, we've been dealing with this this regime.
Since
that came
the fall of the Shah of Iran, and then the hostages being taken, the bombing in Beirut, the Marine barracks. I mean, just numerous atrocities by these people.
But I'm with you, Alex. And this, Alex, of course, you are Air Force, Army, and Navy veteran. My God, and a former senior foreign service officer for the U.S. Department of State. So, I mean, you've got some knowledge in this. I'm with you. You know, and we've got a son that serves in the Army as well, and we get worried, but. It's just get in there, get the job done, and tell us later when it's done. But just get it done. Don't play with these people anymore.
Yeah, you can't do that. And please thank your son for his service. I mean,
Everybody
who served does not want to do boots on the ground. But the reality is, this is the difference between me and the reason why I'm running between my own opponent. This experience that I bring brings a quicker end to this. I mean, we already should have had an authorized use of military force led by our congresswoman to say, go and finish this thing, rather than floating around and not deciding so that the rest of the world saw us as indecisive. And she wouldn't know that. So that's the problem. You have to put people in office that are experienced, and we got to finish this one.
Yeah, and like you said, what you're hearing when you're knocking on doors is of the residents of North Dakota. It sounds like they're a little pissed off because she'll she won't come back home and do town hall meetings. Everything is, you know, virtual or Zoom or whatever you call it.
Yeah, this is, you know, boy, I tell you one thing you learn from North Dakotans is they want to talk face to face.
Yep.
It's a big state, but I'll tell you what, you get a ton out of it. I've learned so much from North Dakotans. You have to go talk to them. I've done that, and I plan on doing that. And I'll tell you what it'll get us. It will get us much better representation at the Washington level and lower spending, because you're going to find out real quickly where people are at. And then here's the other thing. People are going to start having faith again, mm-hmm. because right now there's very little faith in them getting their job done.
Yeah, you know, people, like I said, they feel like, okay, you won't talk to me face-to-face. What are you hiding?
Well, yeah, that's always the case, right? And, you know, here's the thing. You start out with a one-hour-long meeting, and I'm talking to them, and then we end up from 6 to 7, and we end up closing the doors at 10 o'clock or 10:30 at night because they really want to tell you what they want you to hear. And here's the thing. But, you know, you can solve a ton of problems listening to really smart North Dakotans. I may not have it all the answers, but they do.
Alex, anything else you want to say to my listeners out there listening on 970 WDAY, 1090 The Flag in Tioga, or 1100 The Flag here in the East?
Yeah, I would say to everybody out there, you know, we got a few hours left. If you haven't voted, please go vote. I really think that we've got a movement out there. I want your vote. I'm asking for it. And I think that we can make a change now, a real change in the template of how North Dakota representative.
Alex.
And if you're down in Fargo,
yep.
where most of the people vote, get out and vote.
There you go. Exactly. Yeah, because if you don't vote, then don't start complaining about things. You know, you have the opportunity to vote.
And thanks for what you're doing today, having everybody on. This is important, so I really appreciate it.
Thanks, Alex. Appreciate it. Good luck.
Yeah, be safe.
All right, you do the same. Appreciate it. Thank you for your service. 17 minutes after 3, 701-293-9000. Email studio at wdayradionow.com. If you're a candidate and you're on the ballot, on today's ballot, and you want time on the program, one last hurrah, you're more than welcome to call into the show or just swing up here to the studio. 701-293-9000 is the call-in number. All right, Jay, is there a site out there to show current numbers by chance? The state of North Dakota has redone their site, so you can watch updates. You can pick the county. You can pick the candidate. I was on there messing around today. Of course, there's no numbers in right now.
Yeah. North Dakota Secretary of State website? Is that
Believe that. I'll have to...
But polls don't close till 7, so I wouldn't expect any numbers.
Yeah,
for a while,
exactly. Yeah, you're not going to... We probably... Polls close at 7. Might see some stuff trickling in about 8 o'clock tonight. But again, we'll have full coverage here on 970 WDAY as well as AM 1100, The Flag. Throughout the night, as well as weather coverage.
Mm-hmm.
Let's see, Jay, regarding the political text ads, I've gotten a few candidates sending texts asking me my name. How do they get my name and number? It's an automatic no vote for me. How do they do that? How do they get your... You must have did something to get on their... political list.
Yeah, but
anybody that's getting these messages, I've gotten none.
I don't know how exactly it works. I would assume I filled out some form or some voter information, you know, something to that effect. But I think the previous emailer is right. I mean, even if we did that, if we answered something, we should be able to opt out of this. Like, hey,
you can't opt out of it at all.
All I do is get these
that's
messages.
Not right.
And it comes from different phone numbers from different campaigns on both sides and a group either for or against a constitution. I think I've gotten 6 of them in the last 5 weeks.
Wow. See, and they must know I belong to the garage party.
I just get them out of the blue, and it's like, I don't want these. Like, why am I – how did you get my phone number? And I presume it's – you're on a roll of information having had the same number and being a voter, so we just some advertising agency gets a hold of it and they bulk send out text messages.
Yeah, I would. If anybody can answer that question, maybe somebody with some inside information knows how are people getting these text messages? How are these candidates or these campaigns getting people's cell phone numbers to send text messages out? And if there's a secret way to opt out, people would like to know that, even though the election's almost over. Another email. Hey, all should be extra concerned when we see Reed Timmer's Dominator in town. Yeah, he's up Minot now, but he was driving through town today because we had people calling the show yesterday saying or texting or calling and saying, yeah, we're on the highways right alongside of us on the interstate.
Yeah.
701-293-9000, emailed studio at WDAYradionow.com. All right, do you have cameras and Ring doorbells at your house, Ronnie? We got cameras at the house.
I have a Ring doorbell. I have not installed it yet.
So you're not – jeez, dude. Are you kidding me? So home and content specialists at iSelect created a delivery theft index that identifies which states have the most – porch pirate incidents. And you're not going to believe this, but North Dakota is in the top 10 states. We're at number 8. I'm not buying that.
That's pretty concerning.
They said they examined risk factors such as online shopping levels. Is that much? That much online shopping?
Well, that
levels?
I would believe. I mean,
we're very rural. Yeah,
in my neighborhood,
yeah. Work from home rates and broader theft statistics. We are number 8.
Well,
I'm not buying it. So, hang on, callers. I'll get you in a second. So, I'm curious. I'd like to know: have you been the victim of a porch pirate? And what did they take? And by any chance, were you ever able to recover your merchandise? Because I don't know how you're getting it recovered.
Well, and
we get a lot of packages delivered.
I remember reading a story, I think it was a year or two ago, they had caught someone and then opened their garage and found multiple things that had been stolen. I don't know how much of that was porch piracy, but they did say some of them were unopened packages.
I love when you see the people that set up the porch pirates. I don't know how many of those videos are real or if they're AI, but they are funny.
Well, yeah. I mean, because that totally looks like something I would do, you know, just have a remote control with a powder detonator in there.
The best one is the one where somebody will put a big TV box outside, but they'll just throw a bunch of garbage or the old broken TV
right in,
and the porch pirates will take it. 701-293-9000. Rich, you're up. Jay Thomas Show.
Oh, I'll comment on the porch pirate thing real quick before I talk about my other thing. But
sure.
I think we're just too. That's the way we are in North Dakota. I just throw it on my porch.
Yeah,
you know,
yeah.
I could see things disappear more than other states.
Yeah, like I said, as far we've never, and that would be I mean, I'd be pretty upset if I come home and my packages are stolen. But yeah, we've never experienced that. Yeah. All right.
So my other thing was, did you listen to that Southern Law poverty thing on the congressional hearing today at all?
No, because okay. you know why?
Talking about elected officials.
Yeah.
There was a guy on there, I'm sure it was a Democrat, talking about Trump is not going to get out of office. He's got January 6ers becoming ICE agents because he's going to... I go, who elects these people?
Oh, my God.
Who elects these people?
That's why I don't watch this garbage, because, number one, you get just stupid stuff like this. And, number two, all these hearings, Rich, nothing ever happens. Now you got the Department of Justice looking into Governor AWOL's and Keith Ellison. Nothing's going to happen. And then they wonder people.
No, nothing's going to happen.
Then, these politicians wonder why there's such disdain when it comes to politics in this country. And this is why. Because we sit back, we see your hearings, and we know that nothing's going to come of it.
Well, not only that.
No heads are going to roll. Nobody's getting a set of bracelets. It's not happening.
Not only that, but half of them don't even, like, those hearings are supposed to be the senator, representative gets 90 seconds to ask questions of witnesses. All this is grandstanding crap, reading pages out of different magazines and showing bar graphs.
It's embarrassing.
Like, it's nothing.
Exactly. It's embarrassing.
Well, if you listen to this tonight, Jay, listen to this guy talk about the January 6ers are becoming ICE agents.
Okay,
I'll
have to check that out.
Who's hiring? Who's electing these people?
Well, I mean, but look, exactly. Look what just happened in Los Angeles. How does Bass and this
ramen
make the top after what has happened there? What's going on there? So you know what? if L.A. burns down, if whatever falls apart like it is, you know, I don't feel bad for you. I don't care. You put this garbage in place.
For.
New York City, the same thing. Now you got, who's that plant? What is his name?
Graham Plattner for Maine. Yeah.
This guy, I mean, it's just like, you're right. Like, how do you go to the polls and go, yep, that's my person?
I mean, people call Trump supporters Nazis. That guy seems to be an actual Nazi.
Thanks, Rich. Appreciate the phone call. I got to rock and roll. I'm almost out of time here. I didn't mean to cut you off, but I got to get you a break here pretty quick. Brian, Jay Thomas Show.
Jay, talking about the pork.
Yeah.
Oh, my God. My wife runs a home daycare, and my daughter's best friend lives in an apartment building. It's nice Fargo. It's in South Fargo.
Mm-hmm.
She had a brand new mattress taken from the front of her apartment complex.
You gotta be kidding me. Jeez.
It was in a box. I mean, it was all pressure. You know, they take all the air out, and they roll it up, and they put it in this box. But it's they stole the mattress. So now, then, did she? She didn't get it back. She tried to file her. You know, you're not getting it. It's just gone.
Yeah.
And they sent her a brand new one. But she had it. Now all of her packages are being delivered to my house. So we're like, the wife has a home daycare, so we can, we can take packages, but. Yeah, it's bad, man.
That's the same thing. Alex's son, he has everything delivered to our house because a lot of times there's somebody there. But these porch pirates, I mean, even if they see cars in the driveway in broad daylight and they know most people have Ring cameras, they just still, videos online, they just walk up and take it and take off. And it's like, thank God we have an eviction.
We're not punishing them correctly. We need to just hammer this down.
Well, the problem too with punishing them is you know we've had the rules of engagement changed where it's, you know, okay, we are not going to do anything unless it's over $1,000 or $15. No, you stole somebody's product. I don't care if it's $10. Punish them, man.
You got them.
Yeah, I'm with you, brother. I got to roll. I got 20 seconds. 701-293-9000. Have you been a victim of porch piracy? What was taken? 701-293-9000. North Dakota is number 8 in the country state for the worst porch piracy. Unreal. I'm waiting for this weather to start to pop. 90 right now in the metro area.
Certainly a few ominous looking clouds off to the northwest.
I just checked radar, and as of now, there's really nothing going on. Dean Wysocki will be back in here. In just a little bit, then we'll have coverage throughout the night. And you folks listening on 1090, the flight, we'll have, the storms get crazy out there in that part of the state, and it sounds like they are. We'll have coverage for you as well. So,
okay.
Yeah, and same thing here. Looks like for this, our neck of the woods, Dean said between 3 and 6, we could get some pop-up stuff, but the main stuff isn't until later tonight. And I was watching, looking at future radar during the break, and man, when this stuff starts exploding, and it looks like it's going to just explode out of nowhere just west of Bismarck, and when it comes, it's coming hard. So we'll have all the latest for you. 701-293-9000, email studio at wdayradionow.com. North Dakota is ranked 8th out of the 50 states as the worst place for porch piracy. Thieves like to come up and steal your goods, so I'm asking if you've ever been a victim, had something taken off your, something you ordered delivered to the house or the apartment, and, somebody stole it. What was it? What'd they take, and were you ever able to recover it? 701-293-9000. I just find it hard to believe that North Dakota is number 8. You know what I'm saying? That doesn't ring with me.
Yeah, I mean, it makes you wonder, too, if some of it is the fact that,
we're doing racial population, saying?
Yeah, well, I mean, that certainly may play a part, but...
Number 1 is Washington, D.C., by the way.
We've got a lot of people, again, trusting. Used to be a time where we didn't have to lock our doors, mm-hmm. all this stuff. Hey, of course I can have something delivered and it be right there on my doorstep at home when I get home from work. Well, it's, you're still rolling the dice no matter how many hours it's there. So.
Yeah, and so these porch pirates will just do it blatantly in the daytime, knowing that people have Ring cameras or security cameras. They don't care. They'll just come take it. Like, I don't care. I'm taking it.
That's the crazy thing, too, is a lot of this, your Ring cameras, your security systems, all of these things are supposed to be a clear deterrent, and
not
they
anymore.
Just
well, they're
don't
not. They're
care.
Not because the punishment isn't a deterrent anymore.
Yeah, I mean, some
slap
of them
on arrest and boom.
Some of them aren't even wearing a face
mask
covering, trying to disguise their appearance. They'll just walk up and take
it. Hey, look at those big boxes on that porch. Oh, yeah, I see a camera there. I don't care. I'm just going to take it. What's going to happen to me? 701-293-9000. Email studio at WDAYradionow.com. Email says, Jay, never had a theft, but watched a carload of kids run up to my neighbor's house and steal a 5-gallon can of gas. Grab my keys and phone and chase them down with my pickup. They got scared, threw the gas can out the window while driving. The car stopped. 5-6 of them got out and ran. I had the license number, and police caught up with the kid. Turns out he was with his mom the day before at the open house of the house they were selling. He saw the gas can on the trailer, came back the next day. You steal a gas can? I mean, really?
Well, I mean, we've never had anything taken off of our porch, but I've told you stories about things that have happened in my neighborhood, including, this has been a month or two ago now, but two automobiles stolen and then dumped in front of my house.
I've never experienced that either. I can't imagine going out to get in your vehicle and your vehicle is gone.
Yeah.
No, thank you.
That would be terrifying.
701-293-9000, email studio. We've had, like, and this was years ago. I don't know, maybe back then this was the cool thing to do. But you know those gazing balls you put in your front yard? The glass balls?
If I saw a picture of them, yeah.
They're just big glass balls. You put them on a stand. They're all different colors. And
People
put them in their landscape. We used to have those stolen all the time from us.
Really?
I was going to go and buy gazing balls, and the next day they're gone. I don't know how many gazing balls we had stolen. This was, you know, it was years ago. So I don't know if that was a craze back then, or people would steal garden gnomes. They'd steal people's
garden gnomes,
and then
they'd
take pictures of them like they're traveling all over the place. Jim, you're up, Jay Thomas Show.
Hey, I tell you who I won't be voting for, Jay.
Who's that?
Levi Bachmeyer.
For public instruction superintendent.
Yeah, and I'll tell you why.
Why, he stole, wait a minute, did he steal something off your porch? I'm kidding.
No, not yet. Not yet.
Phone?
But who knows? Well, here's the deal. I talked to Tim and Beth Sleddy on your program here. If you remember that, when that school bonding bill came up, and I asked them, they said it was going to cost $145 million. That's what the bond was. And I asked them, well, and he was the business manager of it. You think he knows these things. How much is this going to cost the taxpayers in the long run? Mm-hmm. 10, 20, 30 years loan with interest. And I could look this stuff up on the internet with the interest rates and everything else. And he's like, well, I can't really give you a definitive answer on that. He knows the answer. It came down around $210 million. He knew how much it was going to cost. And if he didn't, then he was not a very good business manager. And if he did, he's just trying to play it down, try to get the thing passed, not working for the voters, working for themselves. So I don't trust the guy, and I'm not going to vote for him.
So you're saying that $145 million bonding bill that passed in West Fargo, it's going to end up costing $210 when it's all said and done.
Well, yeah, with interest.
Interest and everything.
If it's a 10, 20, 30 year, you could break it out. When the interest rates at that time were still around 6 to 7%, then of course it's going to cost that much. But they wouldn't say that, because if you were to say it's going to cost the citizens of West Fargo $210 million, it would have fell flat in its face.
They
basically tried to whitewash it.
I'm surprised the $145 million one passed. I just didn't think it would pass. I thought, man, that is a huge chunk of money when everybody's getting taxed to death on everything else and specials to come back and want. And then we just passed one a few years before that. And you know they're going to come back at us with yet another one in a couple of years.
See, they never tell that to the people, what it's going to actually cost in the long run with interest. Mm-hmm. They never tell that. And the fact that he is the business manager of the West Fargo Public Schools at that time, you damn well he knew how much it was going to cost in the long run. He would not answer that question, because you know what? He knew that could be that thing. It could have proved or caused that measure not to pass. So who is he working for? Well, us, the citizens, or for themselves? Well, no, I don't trust the guy. I think he's
right.
Just another politician.
All right. So is there anybody in any of these elections that is like tripping your trailer where you're like, yep, I definitely like this person?
Well, I think that the new three people for their conservative party in West Fargo need to be elected. I think that, you know, I think it's just so hypocritical. People like Judy Lee and those people who sit there and say we need to have term limits in Congress and everything else. And what, she's 84 years old?
Mm-hmm.
Come on.
Yeah,
come
she
on, we need some new blood in there.
Yeah, she'd be
some new blood in there.
She'll be 88 if she gets elected again. That'll she'll be 88 when her term is up.
Ridiculous.
Yeah.
And these people sit there and then they sit there, we fought for your $1,600 top property tax break. Big deal. And in the meantime, did you see that thing about Rick Berg pulled up? There's like up to like $200 million in non-transparent grants and funding that's been given out to the state of North Dakota through to oil and coal and agriculture. And it's like, well, just hand it out to them and there's no transparency there. Who did it go to?
Yeah, see,
how much did people get?
I don't even follow that stuff. Yeah. It's just mind-numbing. I got better things to do with my time.
They pat us on the head and say, oh, here, we did something good for you. Here's $1,600 back. We've got $13 billion in our legacy fund. We got $9 billion in our school fund. Here, we're gonna hand that out to everybody. But here, we'll give you a little $1,600.
That's the one that drives me nuts. Of everything out there, yeah, property tax, all but that school lands and trust or whatever they call that fund with billions in it. We're sitting on that, and I just don't understand how we are being asked to pay $145 or $210 million for schools.
It's
mind-numbing.
School's land and trust fund, but somehow it's not set up to construct schools.
Because they give away all that extra money to their crony friends. I mean, I wish people would realize that. They do. You look at there's grants going throughout the state, property tax exemptions in the thousands and thousands of dollars. And you know what? That's just great because, you know, it's in my district and everything else. You know, I'm sorry. People can say what they want. We are getting so screwed. And I don't care if they're Democrat or Republican. Mm-hmm. We are getting so screwed by these politicians in North Dakota. I think it's so frustrating. And people should be more frustrated about it.
It's Jim, appreciate the phone call. It's not just North Dakota. I mean, it's all around the country. It's every state.
Absolutely.
But, you know, the same people keep getting elected back into office time and time again. And then people go out like and cry about my taxes or law and order or crime, this and that. So, well, you keep putting the same people. That's why it is going to be real interesting to see what happens in Fargo tonight, who ends up. It's going to be a tight race between Michelle and Josh, but I'm thinking Michelle's getting this thing.
I mean, I am
and
not going to tell.
Then you got to get the right commissioners elected, though, too, you know?
Yeah, I'm not telling anybody who to vote for. The important thing is to
vote for who you feel's best.
But I think there is, somebody said it in one of their most recent spots. I mean, if you want more of the same, do more of the same. But if you want to change.
It's called insanity, man.
Yeah.
701-293-9000 before I get back to the phone calls here. And I'll be glad when this is all said and done. Lawn and Garden Radio tomorrow. I'll be glad when this is all said and done so we can just go back to having fun.
Yeah.
I'm talking about damn politics. Bores the hell out of me.
Well, and you heard Jim. I mean, Jim's blood pressure was off the charts.
Yeah, I can't get that way with Paula. I just can't. It's like the life's too short.
Yes.
I'm going to go enjoy my garage, my backyard, my friends. I can't sit there. And now maybe it's my age. You know, that's another topic for another day. I mean, even doing today, it's like, is there something that as you've gotten older that you used to hang your hat on, you really cared about, and now at the age you're at, you're like, I just don't care anymore. I just do not care. I don't got time for it. I got better things to do. I don't need the stress. So forget it. I just don't care.
Yeah, and I've kind of, since I started working for you, you know, doing the that view of mm-hmm. things, I used to be somebody who listened to a lot of political talk radio, was very fired up about things, but you're right. I mean, I've got a lot of things to do. I've got family. I've got a lot of trips to take. It's not worth the exploded blood vessel.
It's not.
Over, you know.
It's not. It's just not. And I don't know if it's age, if it's frustration, what it is. But yeah, I mean, it's just where you go, you know, you used to care deeply about something and now you couldn't care less about it.
Mm.
I mean, I've never deeply cared about politics, but you're just like, you know what? I don't care anymore. I just don't care. Yeah. Whether it's, you know, I used to make sure that my hair was always groomed nice or I always made sure I had these clothes. And as I got older, I just don't care anymore. I used to care about politics, just don't care anymore. I'm that way with a lot of things.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, I'll say this. This Fargo mayoral race has been fun. It really has. It's been fun. And you know what made it fun? Was Michelle Turnberg, honestly. Because mm-hmm. she's gotten out there and just, you know what? No holds barred, no holding back on anything.
Well,
and that's refreshing.
And I mean, take it as you will, but I mean, she could potentially be viewed as an anti-establishment candidate, because you clearly have people
who are
well-spoken, soft-talking, policy managers, people that are, I don't know how many more times I could stand here in the word pragmatic, make the TikTok videos, the social media video. You can tell who are people who are just part of the machine. What? And people who aren't.
Like right now, one of the TVs I have on, you know, I'm watching, I don't know why they've got Bernie Sanders on, but you just look look at these people and go away.
I know.
But then it's like, I don't care. Did you hear Bernie Sanders? I don't care.
Yeah.
I don't care. I got things to do. I don't care.
Well, and he's one of the worst, just unbelievably insufferable. I'm out there fighting against the oligarchs as I get on my private jet and go to one of my three houses because I'm against oligarchs.
Ay, ay, ay. Dana in Judd, Jay Thomas Show.
You guys are making me laugh really hard there. Right? How you're going on. Yeah. You gotta care, Jay.
I don't gotta do anything. I don't. I don't have to care.
When your taxes go through the roof, they say, I don't care.
Well, I care about my taxes, but I'm just not going to sit around and
scream
bloody murder about it anymore because nothing changes, and it's the same people get elected. Forget it. I'm not going to go home and go, oh, my God. No, I got things to do, man.
There's the problem.
That's not the problem.
Quit electing the same ones that are rolling us.
Well, yeah, that is the problem. But you know what? Folks do. They do. I just...
Like that the last caller, what he was saying, you know, they're trying to build enough money. They need $44 billion to be able to run the budget as it is now for the two-year plan span. But they're never going to make it because they keep giving it away to, like, Willis and Basin and all these other companies.
I
can't tell the people. We're doing this to eliminate your property taxes.
I care about what's going on behind the, you know, people that shouldn't be driving semis, stuff like
Main
that.
Main Street
me.
USA,
stuff like that. I just the politics is just it's gotten so bad, so bad.
Put them out. Put them all out, Nick.
Yeah, exactly. Get them all out of there.
You.
Thanks, man. Appreciate it, Crystal. I got about a minute, Jay Thomas Show.
Wow, what voter apathy I've been hearing from all you guys and the callers. Good Lord, guys. Hey, we got brand new stuff. We got all new people coming in. And to blame them with all the crapola that you guys are dumping on all the politicians, good grief. No wonder we don't have voter turnout at astronomical levels.
Well, Crystal, we all don't live, eat, breathe, and sleep politics like you do,
nonstop.
Oh,
baloney. Regular life. Oh, come on,
Crystal. Give me a break on that. Come on.
You make that kind of a nasty statement.
That's not nasty. That's me being... you know what that is, Crystal? You know what that is?
Baloney.
No, you know what it is, Crystal? That's me being an honest person. That's what it is.
See?
That's what it is, Crystal. You don't
when
like
I'm driving,
honesty.
I'm listening to you guys.
Good.
Should I listen to you once a week?
Hey, you do what you want to do. Do you want me to sit on here and lie and not be... I go, oh, I no, I'm being honest.
No,
I don't care.
Thank you for your phone call.
I don't care.
And that's too bad that
I got
you
5 seconds.
That's...
I got to roll. News next.
Oh, man.
That humidity out there is thick.
Yeah, I mean, I haven't been out there yet. It just looks thick to me.
It's thick, man.
Felt like this was appropriate after the last call. The day I tried to live.
The day I tried to save the world?
I mean, there's that too.
Let me rephrase that. Hang on, Robert. You're going to be first on the phones. Let me rephrase what I said. Maybe I said it wrong. It's not that I don't care. I just cannot let it all this stuff consume my life.
And
every once
in
a while, I catch myself doing that. It's like, no, I can't. I can't. I will not enjoy life. I mean, I care about things. I care about my taxes. Care about law and order. Care about what Fargo's doing with needles, all that. I do. Care about what's going on in Iran. But I can't let it consume my life. I've got friends that, I mean, it just consumes every minute of their life. And it doesn't matter if they're Republican, Democrat, whatever. You can just tell they get miserable. It's like, just go enjoy life. Mm-hmm. So it's not that I don't care. It's that I will not let it consume my life. Like I said, I'll be glad when this election cycle's over, because I like talking about, you know, just everyday stuff, you know, more local, and of course, it's been a local election. Hang on, Robert, can you hang on for a second?
You betcha, bud.
Okay, I'm going to talk to Stacey Van Dyke, then I'm going to get to you, brother. Hold on. All right, we'll get Robert first on the phones. 407. Hello, Stacey Van Dyke.
Hello. See, happy election.
It's consuming my life. No, I don't let it do that.
It's like the other competition we should care about, the Great American Sing-Off.
Yes.
Oh, how's that going?
Great.
Well, don't sound so confident about it. Stacey, how's it going? Oh, great.
It's amazing. No, I don't know when it's over. It's soon.
It's like your guys' thing, isn't it?
Yeah.
Yeah, I know they're no longer accepting entries, but there are people you can go on the website and hear their performances, watch them, and vote on them, I believe.
Yes, and then the one with the most likes gets to advance or whatever, right. Yeah.
The big dance.
Mm-hmm.
Are you guys going to do more on this new suite that's under construction at Shields Arena? My God, this thing is going to be beautiful. Holy smokes, man.
It really is. Ike was saying they've been working on it for over a year.
Oh, really? Yeah. The mm-hmm. Great States Club. Premium first class fan environment focused on elevated guest experience. Private bar, dedicated bartenders, exclusive premium food service, in-suite fireplace, large screen televisions throughout the lounge. I'm looking at renderings of it, and it's like, wow.
All the great things that every big stadium offers, and you're going to pay what they pay to.
Yeah. That ain't going to go cheap, that's for sure, but that is something else, man. Weather's going to be big tonight for us here, not till late in the evening, but I know you guys are going to be covering it as well as us here on the radio.
Yes, Eric Whitehill was just in grabbing his storm chasing stuff, he's heading out already.
All right, what else you guys got tonight?
Just going hard on the election. Okay. We have Ethan, Sydney, and Harrison all at mayoral watch parties. Ethan is with Turnberg, Sydney is at Beauchesne, Harrison is at Colpack, and then Anna went and sat out at a voting place with a sign that was like, why are you voting? And got all kinds of amazing sound from people. So she has a little piece tonight at 6. And then Courtney is doing a story on turnout. Apparently this mayoral race is drawing much more turnout than expected.
Yeah. There's without a doubt. It's going to be an interesting evening when the numbers start rolling in. We'll have coverage here on 970 WDAY and AM 1100 The Flag.
It will be, because, I mean, I think we're going to get a clue about if people are sick and tired of being sick and tired.
Yep. So. We're going to find out. Polls close at 7. Numbers should start rolling in. Sprinkling, what, about 8, I'm thinking, maybe. Might start getting a little bit of the numbers. What else you guys got?
That's pretty much all for us. K-Fire is going hard on elections, too, but they went to the first day of the trial for Faith Dixon.
Oh, that's right. That's right.
Yeah.
Yeah. And?
So we don't know anything yet, but we will at 6, so we'll have an update on our new trial.
Okay.
What a great day to start a trial. They also have construction stuff going on out there. Just like everywhere. Yeah. And they were doing a big piece on a hailstorm that happened in 2001. Mm-hmm. I'm unfamiliar with that, but it's the anniversary, and apparently it was a terrible one. Well, so we'll see if it recreates itself tonight.
All that more tonight, 5, here on WDAY Radio, 5:30 and 6, also on TV channel 11 and 4. And for you folks listening on 1090 The Flag, Central Western North Dakota, Catch your news tonight on K-Fire Television. Thanks, Stace.
Bye, guys.
You got it. 4:11, weather brought to you, the Valley News Live Rundown is brought to you by Warehouse Wonders, where they're having a big Father's Day blowout, man.
Give me the 411, Jay.
Just go to my Facebook page, and I was with Marcy this morning, did a video, and you can see it's unbelievable what they're doing for Father's Day. It is crazy.
They got some cool stuff.
Oh, lots of great stuff. So I got about a minute-long video on my Facebook page. Check it out. They're open 7 days a week, 9 to 6. And I'll give you some details here in a little bit. Robert, thanks for hanging on. Jay Thomas Show.
No problem. Hey. What we have going on is not apathy. This apathy means you're not engaged at all.
Mm-hmm.
We still vote.
Yep.
We just know that voting just gives us the ability and backing to complain.
No.
And all voting really does is change which group complains louder.
That's a good point. That really is, man. That is a good. Like you said, maybe I phrased it wrong. I don't care. I do care, but I just I don't let it consume me. I just can't.
Yeah. You definitely are not apathetic.
No.
That is 100%.
No, I was a little upset, though, today because my record is now broken, Robert. I was not the first one in line to vote on Election Day in West Fargo. And the gals working the polls there this morning, they let me know it, too. So,
oh, I bet they did.
They did, man. They did. So now, what do you think is going to happen in Fargo tonight, Robert?
Well, I know, you know, my stance on a lot of things, and I do attend commission meetings. Mm-hmm. I live and work and breathe in Fargo, so
yep.
Everything that matters to me is what I voted for.
Good.
So we'll see.
We'll see
how it goes in the morning.
It's going to be interesting. Well, we'll even know tonight. We'll have full coverage, but yeah, I think everything will be finalized in the morning.
I'll be in bed.
Yeah, there you go. Thanks, brother. Have a good one, man. Appreciate the phone call 13 minutes after. And in West Fargo, after tonight, after tonight, think about this. After tonight, West Fargo will be a completely new commission after tonight in the last 2 years.
Wow.
It will be completely new.
Everybody changes out. Okay.
Well, not everybody.
Oh, I was going to say.
Rory and Amy, they're new to it. This is
But the other
commissioners and the mayor are all getting changed out. So,
gotcha.
Yeah, technically. Technically, it's a new, and same thing for basically could be happening in Fargo.
Okay.
Let's see. Hold on here. I'm just typing something up here. Okay. Sorry about that, folks. Let's see. Email Jay. Legacy fund. Doesn't matter the R or D behind political name. The North Dakota lawmakers are drunk with power, thinking these dollars are their dollars, not the people's money. Like City of Fargo, keep taxing and more taxing, but give the developers all the breaks, and we citizens end up holding the bag. So 701-293-9000, email studio at wdayradionow.com. Let's see. Oh, I love this one. Jay, your statements about not caring about politics is the most clown statement I've ever heard from a radio person. What makes it worse is your station makes its living off politics, yet you don't care. I hear now you are qualifying your comment to mean you don't want them to control your life. Must have been a lot of backlash during your commercial break. There's no backlash, Pete, during my commercial break. And my show originated on 970 WDAY radio. So I'm going to give you the story here. It started here, been here almost 18 years. And this show has never been a hard political show. And when they moved it or put it on the two flag stations, the first thing that was said by the bosses, do not change your show. So in other words, do not make it a political show. You have your same opinions, your same take on everything. So, you know, I think your email is a clown statement, to tell you the truth. If you think everything on radio should be politics, well, you're sadly mistaken. So,
well,
that's my answer to you, Pete.
And there are stations that offer that 24/7 yelling and screaming.
That's right.
And every, you know?
That's right. 701-293-9000 email. It is studio at wdayradionow.com. Before you back to the phone calls, Hebron, and Alsager. Salute to servants. It is a community picnic for Veterans Honor Flight. It is coming up Thursday, June 25th, 3 to 7 p.m. Hebron Brick Supply, West Fargo. This is the second annual community picnic. And benefiting North Dakota, Minnesota, Veterans Honor Flight, free will donations accepted. This will help send local veterans to Washington, D.C. There'll be food for a free will donation, pulled pork, brats, old-fashioned hot dogs, and chips from Alsager Meats. Beer wagon provided by Brutus Brickhouse. How about that? And I'll be on location from 2 to 5, so Peach, you can come out there and chew my ass out if you want to. Let's see. We'll also have live music. The 60s guys will be performing. And by the way, I'll be there 2 to 5, but the community picnic goes 3 to 7. Also out there will be a restored Willie's Army Jeep, vintage 1940s fire truck, family-friendly atmosphere. Meet local veterans and Honor Flight volunteers. They're all fantastic people. And there will be raffle prizes, including electric golf cart, Henry rifle, and Andrionic chairs. I can't believe I actually got it right this time. And table set.
Adirondack chairs?
I was close. So we'll see you out there on June 25th. All right, see, Michelle Turnberg has taken us up on the offer. One last her on the show. But before I get to Michelle, let me grab callers that have been waiting here. Cliff, you're up. Jay Thomas Show.
Hey, Jay, I missed probably the last 20 minutes, but I heard the lecture you had to take from Crystal and et cetera. And I was just thinking that who's done more to have Michelle on the show? No. And in your style, et cetera. And I don't know. I just, you don't need to be lectured. And
no.
And what they don't realize, it's so frustrating because we've never seen anyone in cuffs.
Mm-hmm.
And it's always the same thing. And all we do is bitch about it. Yep. And even if you do something, you're doing something about it, is my point. So thank you.
I appreciate that, Cliff. I really do. And I mean, I don't say it again. You know, nobody told me you better re-clarify. It's like, no, I should have said, you know, it's, I don't let it consume me.
Well,
I just can't do that.
And, you know, much like the governor offered his opinion on an earlier show this morning, he didn't give up his first free speech rights when he became governor. And last time I checked, you have your own show.
Mm-hmm.
You're free to offer your own perspective.
Very popular show. And hey, Terry, you're up, Jay Thomas Show.
Dave, I wanted to say, too, that one of the reasons why I've been listening to you for so many years is even when there's political stuff, the way you go about it is rather refreshing. It's not where you're trying to beat down certain people that are listening.
Yeah.
And I'm in the same boat. I got a year on you, and I've noticed too with the political stuff, I have really not given as much of a crap about it.
No, it's just because, again, you don't see anybody in handcuffs. You don't see things changing. And again, it's not about not caring. It's more about not going to let it consume my life. Just not.
Yeah, it's at least important to me that when it comes to these local elections, that I feel compelled and I have to vote.
Yep.
So that at least I have less to bitch about.
There, exactly. There you go. Terry, appreciate it. Thanks, brother. Mayoral candidate Michelle Turnberg. I don't care. Calling into the program.
Hello, my friend.
What's going on? How are things going?
Not much. Great.
Are you glad? Great. Are you glad it's almost over?
Yes, I am. It's been so busy, but it's also been exciting and a lot of fun, even to be at all of these different events, to talk to so many people, just to be so engaged with what's happening in Fargo. And I don't mean for that to sound cheesy, but it really has been a blessing.
Well, and you know, what we're talking about now is when it comes to politics and elections, it's the local stuff to me. That's more important than the national stuff. It really is. Because this is the closest to the people.
Oh, absolutely. Because I feel like you really feel it in your daily life more so than the huge big picture, even though that is so important as well. But I think, you know, voting is so important, and I just hope people, no matter who they vote for, get out and vote today. But should I get in, and should other strong candidates get in, I think we will see changes right away.
When you say it right away, and I know this is going to depend on who gets elected to those commission seats, as well as the mayor. If it's the right people that you feel it's the right people, how quick do you see changes happening? I mean, you hitting the ground running, or?
Yes, immediately.
What's the first
Especially
thing?
Especially with some of those hot items.
What's the first
thing? The needles.
Yeah.
The needles, for sure. I mean, we had a picture from a resident walking into the yep. voting booth on Ramada
yep.
on 13th.
Yep.
And there was a needle right there in the parking
yeah,
lot.
Yeah, they were. They sent me the same picture. So let's talk about that, because that's Fargo Cass or Cass Fargo Public Health. Does the commission have enough power, or does the county have to get involved too to shut this down? The needle.
No, with the commission, I brought it up twice
mm-hmm.
as a commissioner, and it was voted down 3-2 each time, with Kolpak, Mahoney, and Strand each voting to keep it.
Yeah.
So with a new commission, you know, and we didn't. Grand Forks, the county commission, brought it to the city. We can certainly do that as well, although that program is funded by Fargo voters, so it's especially important for saving you money and stopping the spread of all of these needles throughout our city to get out and vote today.
So what's number two on your list, Michelle?
Meeting with Chief Stefanowicz, mm-hmm. having an action plan, taking care of the speeders, taking care of the problems and the bad actors downtown, the racing on 52nd University, 25th, just seeing how when we can get more officers, we'll have to have a plan and have training classes to be ready for them. There's a lot of things we can do. And just, he's so great to work with.
Well, I got him on Thursday.
Such a difference. Oh, he's just a great guy. And anytime I can meet with him, and so it's just been a breath of fresh air.
So what I got to believe, too, that another concerning issue for the citizens of Fargo, and of course, that is property taxes, special assessments, and those are both hard ones to tackle.
We have some really good discussions that we've already had concerning special assessments, mm-hmm. specifically with the commission candidates, Chad Peterson and Scott Brecky. So there are ways to tackle this and ways to save you money, and we will figure it out and get it done.
So I'm going to ask you, you know, and
yeah.
How you feel about tonight? You pretty nervous, or you feel like, hey, I got this thing, or?
You know, it's almost the same as how I felt going into the last election night.
Mm-hmm.
I feel really good about it.
Okay.
I don't feel like it's in the bag. I'm not nervous, but I just feel confident that we've done everything we possibly could have done up until now. And so, you know, we gave it our all. I don't think we could have done much more. So
yeah.
Hopefully the residents see that and it shows tonight.
And it's going to, you know, it's going to all come down to who went out and voted.
Yep, absolutely. So that's why each vote is so critical. And my phone has been blowing up all day long. So just a ton of support. Thankful for all the people that have said prayers for me and kept me in their thoughts and went to the polls and voted. And it'll be really fun. We also have a gathering tonight at Billiards and Gastropub.
Just down the road.
6 to 10.
Okay.
Yep. So anyone is welcome to join us. It's all ages. So we would love for you to come on out. I'd probably rather sit on my couch under a blanket watching the results roll in, but it'll be fun being, you know, with friends and supporters.
Yeah,
so it'll
yeah.
be good.
Polls close yeah. at 7, maybe
yeah.
start trickling in, and we're thinking about 8 o'clock we might start getting a little bit in, but it's going to, and we've got full coverage here till we'll probably go past 10.
Well, and we're told, I believe you said that, Jay, at the top of the show, the numbers we saw from early voting were pretty
big.
Solid.
Yeah,
so.
They were really solid. All right, Michelle, before I let you go, what do you want to say to the listeners out there? One last hurrah.
One last hurrah. Thank you so much for your support, Jay and Ronnie. It's been so fun.
It has.
Coming on with you. I'm sure we'll continue to do that. But please get out and vote today and vote Michelle Turnberg for mayor.
All right. All right. Good luck tonight, buddy.
Yeah.
Good luck, man.
Thank you, my friend. You'll be busy. It'll be a long night for you.
Oh, yeah, because after that, I got to stick around and do storm coverage with Dean Wysocki.
Puts on his plastic hail helmet.
Yeah, exactly. Yeah, I'm going to put on my plastic hail helmet.
Oh, brother. That's why you get paid the big bucks.
Yeah, sure. That's it. All right. Good luck, Michelle.
All right. Thanks, my friend. Have a good night.
You too. All right. And then if she doesn't win, she goes back to the Fargo City Commission.
Right. And still trying to do the same thing that she's been doing in that seat, affect change.
Yeah. More emails. Jay, I would just like to be the first to congratulate you on winning the West Fargo mayoral race. Okay. Let's see.
Hey, you could finally get those benches flipped around.
I don't need the mayor. Y'all just do it. I've been saying that for how many years now? Jay, I used to be obsessed with Fox News and talk radio. I had the flag on at work all day until your show came on. I turned off all that news, and my heart has never felt better. I used to get all worked up, get into a crap book with strangers, the whole thing. I still try to stay informed, but I just don't let it run my life anymore, and that's where I'm at. Email, hey, Jay, was that the show pony on versus the workhorse? Yeah, we don't know who that show pony was aimed at. I think we kind of have an idea. All right, it's 4:27.
A lot of buzzwords been used.
Yeah, a lot of them. This is the Jay Thomas Show.
Breaking news from ABC.
What?
Looks like Iran has elected to receive.
Oh, really?
Strikes are underway as we speak.
Okay. Are they going to be meaningful strikes?
I hope so. I'm talking craters.
I'm getting a lot of direct messages from guys telling me things they just don't care about anymore. It's fantastic, dude. It's hilarious. 701-293-9000. Back to the phones in a second. Hey, North Dakota, Minnesota, you know summer's heating up at all PetroServe USA locations? Well, you do now. Join the free PetroServe USA Rewards Program. Get 5 cents off every gallon of gas, plus even more savings throughout the month of June. Like these, buy 2 20-ounce Coke products and get one free. 2 for $3 Johnsonville beef hot dogs, plus killer deals on Cheez-Its, Pringles, Red Bull, deli burritos, and more. All the good stuff for a road trip. Download the app or sign up in-store. PetroServe USA, helping America fuel better. All right. Before I get back to the phones, let's see a couple of emails, and I'll get to all these messages I'm getting from things guys don't care about. It's hilarious. Jay, we all know who the show pony is. Definitely Josh. Nah, I don't think that's who Denise was referring to. I'll save these. Let me grab Ty here. Ty, you're up, Jay Thomas Show.
Jay, I just want to call and say thank you to the station. I was driving around trying to figure out where the heck to go, looking for signs, and I called and Ronnie saved the day and sent me down to the Fargo the park sports complex in South Fargo.
Yeah.
Rolled up, brother, front row parking, walked in and out. I mean, maybe 10 minutes, maybe 15 most, 10 minutes. The longest part was the walk in and out. Just crushed it, no lines, lots of people helping out, lots of booths to vote in, no excuses, people. You have time to be on your phone scrolling for 30 minutes or 3 hours a day. You got time to go down there and vote. Everybody go vote, go vote, go vote.
Exactly. It's going to be interesting to see what the turnout is when it's all said and done tomorrow. I'm going to say tomorrow or the next couple of days, but I think it's going to be big this time, Ty.
I hope it is, brother. There seemed to be it was full, but it wasn't overwhelmed. I mean, I would have been encouraging to see a line. I wouldn't mind sitting in a line, but no. For the people that are making excuses, they got too much to do. I'm racing now to get home. I got to get the kicker for a ball game. Got finished with the guys at 4. Race down. Whatever, man. Squeeze it in, people. Squeeze it in and go make your vote. Please go vote.
Exactly. And not to mention, you had how long was early voting? A week plus mail-in? I mean, people have had plenty of time to get out there.
No excuses, Jay. No excuses. No excuses. And then, like they say, I guess on the radio, if you don't vote, I don't want to hear your complaining later.
Yep. Exactly. Exactly. All right, brother.
Thanks for all you do, guys. Keep it up.
Thanks. Appreciate it, Ty. 701-293-9000. Email says, Jay, I've been following the primary campaigns of Peggy Flanagan and Angie Craig, who are vying for the U.S. Senate nomination. Amy Klobuchar has been campaigning to win the governor nomination. They're all talking about how unaffordable life is for Minnesotans. Yeah, isn't that rich? and they've been in power for how long? And Klobuchar said she will address all the fraud as governor. Vote for us and we'll fix everything. Jay, the DFL has been running the show in Minnesota for nearly 20 years. I find it amusing. Oh, they all seem to be campaigning against themselves. Well said. Good point. Exactly. Oh, now it's something we're going to look at. We're going to fix all this. Mike, you're up, Jay Thomas Show.
Hello, Jay.
Hey, Mike.
You know, these people out there that are saying, well, I'm not going to vote. My vote doesn't mean anything. I have to say this. In history, one vote prevented President Andrew Johnson from being impeached.
Really?
One vote gave Rutherford B. Hayes the presidency of the United States.
Yeah, your vote.
And one vote.
Your vote. Your
Adolf Hitler control of Germany.
Yeah, your votes
so you
matter.
Your vote doesn't matter.
It does.
That's hooey. Get out there and vote.
Yep. Get out there. Make that vote. You know, I'm a believer that every vote counts. And you know, I do think there are people that don't vote or maybe they used to vote. They don't because they just feel like they feel that way. They feel, well, it doesn't matter. Nothing ever changes. Well, if you want things to change, you got to go out there and vote and get the people out of office that you feel are not doing the job properly, whether it's on a federal, state, or local level.
I mean, if people want to talk about change, hey, let's look at Donald Trump versus Barack Obama.
No kidding.
Yeah, no kidding. And he has turned, and you know, like President Trump has turned this country around. We're not the laughing stock of the world anymore like we were under the Biden administration with the guys falling asleep during the conference.
Yeah. Well, you know, you watch people that will go out and, you know, these people that will, and most of them are paid, but they go out, they protest and, you know, are doing this to change this. We're going to get this person out of office, whether it's Trump or they're protesting, whatever. And I bet a majority of these people haven't voted in years or have never voted in their life.
Probably not.
No,
hey, exactly. If they want to vote for protest, why don't you go over to Tiananmen Square and see how far that gets you?
Oh, there you go. Mike, appreciate it. 701-293-9000, email studio at wdayradionow.com. So I was saying earlier, you know, that, you know, just as you get older, there's things you don't care about anymore. You just like, I could care less. And, as you get older, too, there's arguments, Ronnie, that you just no longer waste energy on.
Yeah,
I believe for a lot of people, that's politics.
Yeah, very true. I mean, I think you said it very well. I mean, it's not like we don't care, we aren't concerned or upset about these things. But yes, letting all of that consume your life and put you in such a frenzy is, you know, detrimental to your health.
Here's one. No longer, Jay, feel the need to look busy at work. If I'm done at work, I'm done and I leave for the day. Networking events, rather have one real conversation than 10 forgettable ones. I love this. It's fantastic. I don't suck my stomach in at the beach anymore. I could care less. That's another one. I don't touch up my gray hair anymore.
I guess at 54, I'm still sucking my gut in. Yeah. I mean, I feel like when I'm walking by my wife, it's, you know.
With the wife? Usually the wife's right, you just let it fly.
Want to look good for my wife.
Let it fly, baby. Dean, as you get older, is there something you just don't care about anymore? Or an argument you just will not have with people anymore? It's like, I'm just not having that argument.
Arguing with women. It's not worth it.
Okay.
I don't care. It leads you can't win. So.
Yeah. Well, yeah, I mean.
So it's just.
Alex and
I was younger, it's like, no, I'm winning this. No, forget it.
That's
not
a great one. Because Alex and I mean, we once in a while get just something small, but I've just. No, I'm not winning it.
Yep.
It's just a point. It's like, no, if that's all right, that's the color you want the cabinet, so be it.
Yep.
If that's where the flowers are going to go outside, so be it. I know I took pictures of them last year, so they know exactly where
they
go.
I think that might come with two divorces, too. I don't know. Maybe that's
why. Yeah, that probably.
At least you live and learn.
Exactly. All right, 445. What do we got going on, man? Do they keep bumping our bad weather back?
No, but tornado watch just issued now for Jamestown and westward. Severe storms now erupting from Beulah down towards Dickinson.
Oh, really?
Yeah, moving northeastward. So, Beulah, you're under the gun here. They just got hit the other night,
they
too.
They did.
Man, you're under the gun for some large hail. I've got some strong to severe storms just southeast of Dickinson. That whole area is going to explode here over the next...
Oh, there we go. I didn't have the full...
Over the next couple of hours.
Hebron.
Yep, those storms are going to continue to expand and move eastward. So the tornado watch goes as far east as Jamestown. Now, that will be expanded further into the valley. Now, okay. Whether that's a tornado watch or a severe thunderstorm watch, we'll see what the Storm Prediction Center decides. But those storms still expected in and around the valley, probably close to midnight. That 30% chance that we had of those supercells popping up earlier, we were talking about between 3 and 6. That we don't have to worry about that anymore. Those things exploded into southern Canada just outside of Winnipeg. Those things are huge monster storms.
Okay.
But right now, from Jamestown westward, tornado watch. And then again, that's more than likely going to be expanded eastward in to include the valley here sometime later this evening.
Okay, so for our listeners, you just kind of hit central, western North Dakota, the Tioga area, all that, Williston.
I think they're going to be okay. The front is through their area. They can't rule out an isolated storm there between now and 7, but most of it is
after
east.
After that, they're pretty good.
Yeah, most of it's east of the Tioga-Watford area.
Okay, and if that's the case, then you guys will have a regular program. If something explodes, we can always
we'll let you know.
Out there. So we're looking Bismarck to the east.
Yes, correct. Okay. Yep.
So, what are you thinking for here? Let's talk. Let's work it. Let's go Bismarck. Then let's go Jamestown area, Valley City. Then work our way.
Bismarck probably here between 6:30 and 7:30.
And these are all going to be big.
Yeah, these are all going to be severe storms.
And now, is this with the wind and everything?
Yep. Okay. Yeah, and a higher threat for hail and tornadoes out to our west as well. And then by about 8, 9 o'clock, we're getting closer to Jamestown, 10, 11 o'clock, close to Valley City, and then by midnight, we're a little closer here in the valley.
And are you still thinking very, very derecho still?
Yeah, I'm still thinking 75, 80-plus mile-an-hour winds. And what we're seeing, there's still quite a bit of instability. And after dark, we're going to get the low-level jet. That's about 5 to 10,000 feet above the surface. That's going to start to increase. And once you get that low-level spin, you could get these spin-up tornadoes along with that derecho line. So I can't rule out an isolated tornado or two even here in the valley as that line comes through. I think it's mainly going to be a wind event, but a lot of times you get these 90, 100 mile an hour straight line winds, and they're going to do just as much damage as a tornado.
Exactly. How's the hail threat?
Hail threat is, again, highest to the west. You can't rule it out, but highest to like Valley City westward.
Okay. All right, and you said these are going to blow through pretty fast.
They should blow through. Once they hit the area, it shouldn't last more than hour and a half, if that.
Well, that's a long
time. That's still a long time,
That's a long time.
Yeah.
So when you're talking these very high damaging winds, is this just like nonstop, or is it coming and going? Or?
It would be the initial line when it pushes through, bam, that's when you're going to get your high wind gusts. And then behind that, just general thunderstorms or general rain. So it'll be a quick shot of the high winds.
Do you think?
How long would it?
Winds.
It wouldn't last more than 15 minutes once it blows through.
It's not like an hour.
It's going to be a pretty quick moving line.
Okay.
It's going to be a pretty quick moving line.
But in 15 minutes, that could
be
a lot.
It could do some damage, yeah.
You know what I'm keeping an eye on tonight?
What?
Look right over there in the wide, wide open, nothing protecting that new building.
Well, the Quick Star
that's going up. They've got all the framework, and I hope it doesn't, but I'm keeping an eye on that.
Well, somebody said, what do you guys do if a tornado is coming towards your building? you're on the second floor with nothing but windows. I said,
no,
well,
I'm not. I'm gone, baby.
Yeah, right.
Well, it's funny you bring that up, Dean, because I'm sure you've seen this already. It's gone viral. I think the station was in Oklahoma somewhere.
Where they were live on the air and a tornado hit.
No. The guy was live on the air, the meteorologist, and a fire breaks out in the studio.
Whoa.
And he's covering his face with the smoke and still doing the green screen, well, the no, map.
That's I did not
dedication.
See that. Wow.
Oh,
yeah, you got to look for it. It's out there.
Oof.
That's some serious dedication to your job.
I'll be taking the Comrex down on the first floor and broadcasting from down there.
Find me a bathroom or something in the middle of the building.
Right.
That's
closet.
Where I'm going.
Yeah, the prize closet, right?
Well, you've broadcast during some severe weather. Did you ever have any close calls on the actual, on the air, the building you were in?
No.
Because we did that one station, watch that tornado. It's like, I don't think
so. Luckily, no. No.
Man. All right. Has anybody spotted Jim Cantore yet?
if not,
we're okay.
Yeah, we should be all right. Or the Dominator. That's up in Southern Canada.
Okay, that's why the...
Well, he was up in Minot.
Yeah.
He was up in Minot, and then he went up north, right north of the border.
So now I heard somebody said that this thing, he can go wherever he's going to go, drop it to the ground, and screw it into the ground?
Something like that, yeah. Yeah, it's supposed to be... I don't know if I'd want to be in that with a direct hit of a tornado.
I was watching one video where they were taking a direct hit, and when it was all said and done, there were tree limbs stuck in the side of that thing. The windows were blowing out. Corn cobs were no way.
No thanks.
There is no way. So I just got this from a listener. This comes from Noah. It says, we are not anticipating this event to be similar to June 20th of last year.
That was that the Enderlin event?
It was. Yep.
No. They had a huge
F5.
Yeah, no.
But didn't you say it was if it wasn't for that derecho, didn't you say a derecho collapsed that? Otherwise that tornado would have came to the metro area.
It could have. Yeah.
Wow. Okay, we got like two.
No,
minutes.
This is not going to be like Enderlin. No.
Okay.
No. But again,
but if you live in that area and you hear this, you've got you're like, oh,
but again,
a little anxiety.
You know, keep in mind that, you know, it's the tornado threat is low. This is more of a high wind event.
Yeah.
But, you know, like I said, you get 75 to 90 mile an hour straight line winds, you're going to uproot trees. You're going to, you know, you're there's going to be
grain
damage.
Bins.
Yeah, there's going to be damage. But and that doesn't mean everybody up and down the valley is going to see it. It might hit Grand Forks and just north of town and just south, you know, but the threat is there up and down the valley and into Lakes Country, too.
Yeah, exactly. What I don't care about anymore. Sat through a 15-minute conversation about cryptocurrency at a barbecue. Went home and told my wife, next time I'm just going to say, I have no idea what the hell you're talking about. I do that.
Ronnie, what about you? What are some things you just, you don't care.
What things I don't care about anymore? Yeah. Twins baseball.
No!
I never thought I would say that, but I just, product on the field.
Hey, coming
is,
from a Cubs fan, there's always next year.
Yeah, sure.
You start to feel that way about the
For
Bears now that they're leaving
years?
Chicago?
Yeah, they'll still be the Chicago Bears.
Yeah, they will be. All right. Are they actually keeping the name Chicago Bears or just Bears?
I'm sure it's going to be Chicago.
It's got
to
be.
Hammond is right next to Chicago.
The joke.
But Indiana now gets the money.
Yep.
The joke going around is, and I've seen the new logo memes, Bears adjacent.
Oh, jeez. Nice.
Love it. All right, election coverage starting at 7 o'clock here on 970 WDAY, AM 1100, The Flag. And we will have storm coverage as well. Myself, Dean Wysocki. Tim Flack will join me here. Steve Hallstrom, Scott Hennin on The Flag. All right, folks, news is next.